Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected in a Denver area woman who recently returned from southern Africa. Governor Polis is emphasizing that there are many questions about whether the variant is more transmissible or more severe.
That's why we need to double down on what we know works, and that means getting vaccinated. And if you're eligible, please get boosted.
Polis also says maintaining social distance and wearing masks are the best ways to protect yourself from the virus. The state plans to test international travelers and wastewater for the new variant. The Boulder grocery store, where 10 people were killed in a mass shooting, will reopen next month. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Table Mesa King Supers closed down after the shooting happened in March. Since then, the company has worked with the community to renovate the grocery store, which has been a fixture in South Boulder for almost 50 years. In a statement, Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett said the reopening will be an important step forward as the city continues to heal from the tragedy. King Super says it will share more information about the redesign in the coming weeks. The official opening date is January 20th. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
CDOT says 11 people were killed during the Thanksgiving holiday period in car accidents that mostly involved drugs or alcohol. With more than 600 fatalities so far, officials say 2021 could become the deadliest year on Colorado roads since 2004. This is CPR News.